Brachas, Rosh Shiva, Mashkiach, Heilige Mashkiach, and all the Chashev Rabbanim and the Talmidim. I just wanted to say I appreciate the opportunity that the Rosh Shiva gave me to speak, because I've experienced a lot of events of the Center Boys as a bystander, you know, be it Purim Sudas, be it Hanukkah Masibas, or the Mashkiach Sukkah, and I always wanted to participate in the center's magic and the excitement of the boys and how much they enjoy what the yeshiva gives to them, and I want to thank the yeshiva for the opportunity to speak, and I hope that we should all be able to understand the sugya well together. The topic that I chose is Achilas on Erev Pesach. Right, it's the first sugya that comes up in Arvei Pesachim. It's the question of what it is a person's allowed to eat on Erev Pesach, and it's something that's dear to Bachrim's hearts. You know, even before Pesach, Bachrim still have fine time to put food in the system. And the question is, what is it that a person's allowed to eat? So we'll start off with a little bit background information. There's a general question on an Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. What is it that a person, at what time does a person have to stop eating? So there's a famous machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that if it's later in the day, it's close to Mincha Katana, a half hour before to be more precise. So the question is a person allowed to be Koveya Suda? I've had many times when Bachram comes straight from my house, straight from the pizza shop to my house. If you start early Shabbos, you could go right in, right from the pizza shop to the Shabbos Suda. And the question is, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda have a question, is that something that a person's allowed to do? So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a person has to be careful that he has to eat, he shouldn't eat so close to Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos, and a person has to be careful that when he comes into Shabbos, he could fully experience Oinik. Now these Bachrim who come to my house have no problem, even after eating straight from the shop, but I guess the machlokes is for the average person. And Rabbi Yossi's opinion is no problem, that a person doesn't have to be careful b'chlal. A person can go and could eat and go straight into Shabbos, right? And even some people, I'm sure, did it Purim. They went straight in. Poris Mapu Makadesh. A person could eat from later in the day straight into Shabbos. There's even, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We paskin that it is mutter. There's no problem to do it. But the Rambam says that even so, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's a mitzvah limnoa, that it's not the best thing. A person should still be careful to save room for the Suda Shabbos and Yontiv, that there should be proper Oinik Shabbos. There's also a story of a family in the Gemara in Gittin. It says that they were koveya big Sudas on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara in Ashaleach. They were koveya big Sudas on Erev Shabbos, and it says the family was destroyed. And the Rambam learns that the family was making, huge brunches. They were, they would come every Friday morning. It was a time, I guess, that everyone was off. And they would make a tremendous Suda. And it would encroach on the Kavod Shabbos. That if a person makes a Suda, that not going to a pizza shop, but a person makes a tremendous Suda that resembles a Shabbos Suda on Erev Shabbos, so that itself is Mezalzel Kavod Shabbos. So that's also a halacha that comes out. So a person would think, they come to Erev Pesach, and everything's the same. We have the good old Machloikes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, right? And there's no reason why we should talk about this now. Why should I be giving a shir about this now? Come on an Erev Shabbos. Why am I coming Erev Pesach? This is not the time for such a shir. The problem is, we get to the Mishnah in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, and it says, Erev Pesachim, Samech Lemincha, Lo Yochel Adam, Achiti Chashich. It says again, a person should not eat and look samach l'mincha, close to mincha, until it gets dark. So the question is, what's going on over here? We know this already, right? Everybody comes every Erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden, the Mishnah needs to teach us it again. And furthermore, there's another question going on over here. I always grew up, when I was a little kid, right? My family, even from Rosh Chodesh, or even a month before, but everyone knows you cannot eat matzah on Erev Pesach. I'm sure all of you know, got to stay away from matzah on Erev Pesach, right? So the question is, so if the Mishnah is telling you don't eat, right? On Shabbos, what does it say that Erev Shabbos not to eat? You shouldn't eat challah. So we understand on Erev Pesach we can't eat challah, but we would have thought, so what's it referring to? It's referring to the fact that a person can't eat matzah. But we all know that matzah, even from the beginning of the day, you can't eat, let alone close to mincha. So what is the Mishnah teaching us? What is the point of this whole Mishnah? What is going on over here? So the first half of this year we'll dedicate to the second question. We'll dedicate to the question of what is it that the Mishnah is referring to? What is a person not allowed to eat? And if time allowing, if not, we can continue another time. Then we'll address the second question, why is Erev Pesach different than Erev Shabbos? What is going on that all of a sudden the Mishnah needs to teach it to us again? So the first question is not my question. The second question is the question of Tosfos. Tosfos asks like this. Tosfos says, it says in the Yerushalmi, right? The minhag that you've all been keeping is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that somebody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, a very stringent thing, it's as if he was engaged to a woman and had relations with her. Ki'ilu boyel arusaso bebeis chamef. Very stringent thing. It's as if he had relations with his future wife in the house of his father-in-law. Right? And it's not stam a mashal. The idea of the mashal is, maybe the mashkiach could explain the deep meaning behind the mashal, but for a layman, the idea is that we are at a tkufa where matzah became, where chametz became aser to us, right? When a person becomes aser to his wife, right? A stage of erusin, right? In the olden days, there were two stages. There was erusin, then nisuin. And he didn't yet become mutter to her. It did not yet become Pesach when it's the zman of matzah. So it's a quasi-stage, an in-between stage. So Tosfos says, no problem. What's the Mishnah referring to? Mizoinos, basar, v'yayin. That should be what a person can't eat on Erev Pesach. But that's also a problem. Because Tosfos says that the Gemara says mefurish that mini targima, which is basar, yayin, mizoinos, according to Tosfos, is mutter to eat on Erev Pesach. So we have a big problem. Matzah, anyways, you can't eat. Basar, yayin, mizoinos, that you could eat. So what in the world is the Mishnah referring to? What is it that this Mishnah is telling us you can't eat? So Tosfos answers like this. Tosfos says, what's the idea of the Yerushalmi? The idea of the Yerushalmi is, what is a person going to eat at night? He's going to eat matzah that he's going to be yotzei the mitzvah with. Right? He's going to come to the Pesach Seder, and he's going to have his matzahs that he, you know, wherever he gets his matzahs from, and he shouldn't eat those matzahs before. But matzah that a person will not be yotzei with by the Seder, which Tosfos calls matzah shira, right? Everyone knows that matzah shira, at least for people who aren't ketanim, right, or schoiles, right? We don't eat matzah shira sweetened, made with fruit juice, or however they make it, made peros, that we don't eat that at the Seder. So Tosfos is mechadesh that what is it that a person can't eat on Erev Pesach? According to the Rishami, what he can't eat is matzah that he'll be yotzei with. But matzah that he won't be yotzei with, like matzah shira, there's no problem at all. So that's what it says, and people know that some people have the minhag when Shabbos HaGadol falls out on Erev Pesach. So matzah shira is how they're mekayim shalashudis, because they won't be over the iser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, and yet they want to have hamotzi for shalashudis. The question is, if anyone in the room wants to suggest, the question is there's a much more basic case that Tosfos left out, right? Matzah shira is very nice. Tosfos jumped to a case of matzah shira, but there's a much simpler case. Why did Tosfos have to jump to a case of matzah shira? So the Marsha brings out that there's a much simpler case, right? Everybody knows, I don't know if you ever went to a chabura that makes, but one of the big things is they make you scream at a chabura is l'shem matzah mitzvah many, many times, and they yell at you if you don't say it enough. And I'm in a brisker yeshiva, so you get yelled at very loud. But what you say is l'shem matzah mitzvah, right? If a person has matzah that wasn't made lishma, it wasn't shimur, it wasn't watched over in a way that is proper for the Seder, so you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. So why did Tosfos have to jump to a case of sweetened matzah shira? Why couldn't he have said a much more simpler case, like matzah that wasn't made lishma. And then you could bake it the same way. You can make it the same way, right? We could make a whole business. We'll sell KAJ Erev Pesach matzahs, right? That there'll be matzahs exactly taste the same, look the same, but they're not made lishma. In fact, the Meiri says that what is the matzah that, how does he answer Tosfos' kasha? The Meiri says it's referring to matzah that was made shelo lishma. Matzah that a person made on Erev Pesach that wasn't made lishma, that you can't use at the Seder. So it seems like we have a machlokes. We have a question that Tosfos seems to be saying, according to the Marsha, that a person could use matzah that he won't be yotze with, but he limits it to matzah shira. He limits it to what the Marsha says, something that doesn't have the taste of matzah. Tosfos seems to be makbid that the matzah can't taste the same. Strange. Even though you can't be yotze, but as long as it has the same taste, Tosfos holds it's a problem. Masha enkein the Meiri. The Meiri holds any matzah that a person can't be yotze with, even if it tastes bidiyuk oto davar, the same way, then a person can eat it on Erev Pesach. So to explain this machlokes, it could be we should understand what is the understanding. Why did Chazal go and aser matzah on Erev Pesach? What's the reason why that Chazal said that anyone who eats matzah, it's ki'ilu boil arusasa b'beis chamiv? What's the problem, right? Did you find anybody who said don't eat challah on Erev Pesach, right? Say go to the bakery, don't buy something that looks like a challah roll. Only buy something that doesn't resemble a challah roll. Right, you never found such a thing. Found someone say, "Don't blow shofar in erev Rosh Hashanah." Forget it. Everyone blows shofar. You can go through the stairwells and you hear everyone practicing. Don't pick up your lulav on erev Sukkot. We don't find such a thing. So there are three basic approaches to this question. Three basic approaches to explain what is it? What is the reason that Chazal felt the need to aser? So one approach, which is said by the Ma'ariel and also the Tiferet Yisrael after him in the Mishnayos, very simple, that I know when I was a kid, right, you can't wait when you get to the Seder, right, I'm embarrassed to say as an adult too, but at least when I was a kid, you can't wait till they get to the Zman when they're going to eat matzah, right? Everyone's sitting at the table, the kids are yelling, when are we going to eat matzah ready? When is it going to be the time to have koirach, to have matzah? When is going to be that Zman, right? By the end of Pesach, everyone has already had enough. But by the beginning, everyone's very excited. So the Ma'ariel says that that's the reason. The Ma'ariel says that we want, that you should come to the Pesach Seder with a te'ovon, with a desire, with a cheshek to eat the matzah. If a person's busy eating Erev Pesach, eating the matzah the whole day, he's not going to have a cheshek, even if he has an empty stomach because it's earlier in the day. But he's not going to have a desire to eat matzah. The taste is not going to be there. The tam is not going to be there. That's one approach. The other approach is the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say a whole different idea. The Rambam says, what will be if a guy sits on Erev Pesach and he eats matzah the whole day and it comes now the Zman of the Seder? So what's going to be? People are going to say, this guy's not eating matzah because of the mitzvah. This guy is eating matzah because he likes matzah, right? He's not eating matzah for the sake of the mitzvah, right? The same way a person eats bread all day long, or eats matzah all day long, so he's going to say, oh, he's just hungry, and that's why he's eating matzah. The Rambam wants that it should be nicker, that when he eats his matzah, that it's nicker, that it's doing it l'shem mitzvah. Right, a shofar, nobody sits all day. People play instruments, but it's not the most common instrument to play the shofar. So if a person spends all day blowing the shofar, nobody's going to think when it comes Rosh Hashanah that the reason he's blowing the shofar is because he likes playing instruments, right? People don't walk around shaking lulav, and if they do, they should be institutionalized. So if that would happen, then nobody would have that concern. But matzah, it's a big concern, right? People like matzah pizza. Right, when we were younger, I don't want to tell you who was the expert at making matzah pizza in our family. It was me, not the Mishki. Still am, yeah. So, right, so if a person sits the whole Erev Pesach making matzah pizza, so then it's not going to be nicker that he's eating it for the sake of the mitzvah. That's the second opinion. So the first opinion is to have a cheshek, a desire, chavivas ha-mitzvah. And the second opinion is it should be nicker. It should be nicker that the matzah is being eaten for the mitzvah. And the third opinion is that it says that if a person comes and there's a zman to do something, right? The zman of the mitzvah is to do it at night. And a person runs and chaps it around too early, right? The zman of the nesuin is at night. And a person comes to the erusin, right? He can't wait. So the isser is, this is one of the Bali Tosfos say, that if a person comes and is too hasty, he can't wait till the zman. So he resembles a glutton. He resembles a guy who's interested in his stomach, right? He can't wait until the zman of the mitzvah. You already have to go in the morning. You have to throw matzah into your system. It's a gluttonous thing to do. A person who has a desire for food, he doesn't have a desire for mitzvahs, right? He has a desire for nesuin, the most holy thing in the world, but he can't wait. He's got to already come at erusin. So such a person is over an Isser already today. He's over an Isser for coming and eating matzah before this month. A simple nafkamina that's brought down between some of these opinions, that Dvar Shmuel brings, is Pesach Sheni. Can a person eat, let's say a person missed Pesach Rishon, right? So can a person eat matzah on Erev Pesach Sheni? So I'll fill you in on one fact. There's one big difference between Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon, or maybe more than one. But one difference is that on Pesach Rishon, there's a separate mitzvah of matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. A matzah has its own mitzvah, Berev Toichlu Matzahs. But on Pesach Sheni, the Chasam Sofer says the mitzvah is not to eat matzah. The mitzvah is to eat matzah with the Korban Pesach, to eat matzah enveloped with all the other things. But matzah by itself has no mitzvah bechlal. I know that people have the minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, but it's a nice minhag. But be'etzem, the mitzvah be'yusoido is not to eat matzah by itself. The mitzvah is to eat matzah with the Korban Pesach and with the other things, with maror and everything else. So if a person eats matzah on Erev Pesach, so if the halacha is like the Rambam, that it needs to be nicker for the mitzvah, so the Dvar Shmuel says, there's no problem, because if a person eats matzah on Erev Pesach, and then at night he's going to come and eat matzah with two other things, and that's the mitzvah, then it's clear that he's eating matzah for the mitzvah, because what he did on Erev Pesach was not what he was going to do at night. As long as he can distinguish, he can separate from what he's doing at night from what he's been doing all day, that all day he's just been eating matzah. But now he comes at night and he eats matzah together with the Korban Pesach, so it'll be clear, it'll be nicker that he's doing it for the mitzvah, and there's no problem.
Would you ask him to eat a sandwich?
What'd you say?
Would you ask him to eat matzah and
meat? Yeah, yeah, if you would do it that way, then according to his logic, it would be usher. Yeah, it would be usher. So maybe it would have to be dafka made the same way, but be a soido, yeah, it would still be us. What'd you say? Right, so I don't know. That's right. Bismana mikta shakopanim. Bismana mikta. You're saying it doesn't have the din of the Korban Pesach. So that will depend on another question in a second, but I hear what you're saying, that it could be that bechlal, there would be no problem in such a case. But if you go that it's mishum te'avon, it's not mukhrach, it's not 100% that has to be that way, but there is a makom to hear that any part of the mitzvah you're going to lack a taste for, there could be a problem on such a thing. And also, else being a gluttonous person, it also you could decide. I would think that the logic would be that there shouldn't be a problem, because it doesn't show that you're coming to do the mitzvah early, because you're doing something different. So if you go like the Ma'aril, that it's mishum te'avon, that the reason is for the taste, right? So now we can really understand Tosfos very well. If the whole reason why a person can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach is because of the taste, right? So then it should depend on the taste. So if a person takes matzah that's lo lishma, but it tastes bidiyuk like matzah, you're not going to have such a desire to eat matzah by night. But if a person takes matzah shira, which doesn't taste bechlal like matzah, it's a whole different tam, at least, it is different, so then a person wouldn't have the isser on Erev Pesach. But if it's for the Rambam's din, mishum heker, so it could be, you have to decide, it could be any time you have any difference in the mitzvah, right? If a person comes and he adds lishma, right? And on Erev Pesach he didn't have that. So you have to decide in the Rambam. It could be to the layman it looks the same. But since a person's actively going and screaming l'shem matzah mitzvah, and it's a different matzah, at least halachically, maybe that's enough for hekar mitzvah. Maybe it's not. It's up for you guys to decide. Right, the shir is where is begeder tein lechachem yechma oid. We're learning up the sugya together, and we can discuss everything together. But if it's if the reason is you look like a gluttonous person, the whole gluttony is that a person wanted to chop around the mitzvah beforehand. He couldn't wait till this man. So as long as what he's doing is something that is not going to be yotze with the mitzvah, so I think the logic dictates that wouldn't be a problem. That it, as long as it's matzah that he's not going to be yotze the mitzvah in b'shaito, it's going to be matzah shelo lishma, then that's going to be okay. So maybe we can explain that these opinions, who the Machloikas, the Me'iri, and the Tosfos, is based on these different opinions. There's one more opinion to explain this difficulty. That if a person can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, and he could eat basar v'yayin, so what is it that he can't eat? So far we saw that it depends on matzah that a person could be yotze with or not be yotze with. But the Grub brings from the Rambam a whole simpler approach, a different approach, and simpler. He says that which it says that you could eat basar v'yayin or mezoinus on Erev Pesach, that's only in limitation. That doesn't mean a person could go and stuff himself to the point where he's not going to be able to eat anymore. It means that he could eat it in limitation. So what the Mishnah is referring to, that a person can't eat on Erev Pesach, is not matzah shira. It's not matzah that's not roy to be yotze with, like lo lishma or matzah shira. It's referring to basar v'yayin, that a person can't overdo it and eat too much. And it comes out from the gra, which is, I think a lot of people have this minhag, that a person cannot eat any matzah on Erev Pesach. Right? Because he holds that Tosfos' kasha could be answered in a simpler way. And a person can't eat any matzah on Erev Pesach, which is the Lashon HaRambam and Perish Mishnayos that he brings, that all matzah is aser. And it comes out that's why you find on Shabbos HaGadol, there are a lot of people who eat Knedelach. They eat different things that are not considered matzah bechlal. They don't want to use on Erev Shabbos, or to be yotze on Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach, to be yotze Shalosh Shudis, any form of matzah. Okay, now to the second chelek. The second chelek is to explain why is it, if we have a machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, who always say that you, who have a machlokes, can you eat on every Erev Shabbos? So the question is, why all of a sudden do we need to teach it again? What is the chiddush? So whether it's eating matzah that a person won't be yotze with, or basar v'yayin in large amounts, what is the reason to reteach this halacha over here? So the Gemara asks this question, and the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? The Gemara asks, we already learned this elsewhere, what is the chiddush over here? So the Gemara says that the chiddush is even though Rabbi Yossi holds that normally it's mutter, even though in general he says you could eat until your heart desires on Erev Shabbos, but on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi agrees. On Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi says that I agree to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says why? The Gemara says a very cryptic lashon, mishum matzah. Mishum matzah. The lashon of the Gemara is mishum chiyuva de matzah. Because of the chiyuv de matzah, so that's why I agree. So the question is, what does it mean chiyuva de matzah? I'm open for anybody who has a suggestion, but the Gemara just says chiyuva de matzah. So the simple approach is the Rabbeinu David. Chiyuva de matzah is that we're worried that a person's going to eat too much, right? I don't worry if you didn't know Rabbeinu David was. I had the Mar Makoma sheet on my table in Brisker Cole this morning, and someone asked me if that's Rav David Soloveitchik. So if you didn't know that Rabbeinu David wrote a perish on Maseches Pesachim, you're not alone. But Rabbeinu David is one of the Rishonim in Maseches Pesachim. And Rabbeinu David says that we're worried that a person's going to eat so much to the point where it's called achila gasa. Now, there's a level of achila gasa where a person won't be yotze b'chlal. I think they have these things now, they call them all you could eat. So I imagine when the Bachrim reach those points, I see some smiles on different faces. So they can understand what I mean, that there's nothing that can go down at that point. So at that point, it's not called an achila anymore. So we're worried that a person's going to get to Pesach by night. It's going to be the big moment, ready for matzah. Your father's going to take out that matzah, and you're going to say, whoa, whoa, can't do it, Dad. I can't do it. It was just too much I ate on Erev Pesach. So in order to prevent that, we say that a person shouldn't eat so much on Erev Pesach, so close to Pesach. So everyone should be jumping up at me. Is the last day of this month, but if it wouldn't be, everyone would be jumping up. What's the difference about Shabbos? Shabbos also is a mitzvah. Shabbos is also a mitzvah, right? Shabbos is a mitzvah that a person should eat Oinik Shabbos, right? We have our two challahs, we have our kiddush, right? And we have the whole Suda. And the question is that if Rabbi Yossi is concerned on Erev Pesach that a person's going to eat too much, that he won't be yotze matzah, so what's wrong with Shabbos? I know that it comes every week, but it's still very special. So why isn't Rabbi Yossi concerned about that? Ah, what is there? Very good. Ah, very good. What's your name? What? Yoni Karp was mechaven to the Rabbeinu David himself, and we'll just say it over, that the Rabbeinu David says that there's a big difference between the mitzvah of Pesach, of Achilas Matzah, and Oneg Shabbos. There's a halacha, for instance, by Oneg Shabbos. Let's say you have somebody who's an istinus. Let's say somebody who it's very hard for him to eat, right? So the halacha is that he's pater from Oneg Shabbos. Why? Because Oneg is an enjoyment, an excitement. If a person doesn't get enjoyment from eating, so then there's no mitzvah bechlal. Right? The halacha is, I believe, that if a person has a ber chalom on Shabbos, then the halacha is he's allowed to make a tanis chalom even on Shabbos. Why? Because for him, the greatest Oneg is not to eat. Right? If someone has a stomach virus, right, and he's sick, he doesn't feel well. It is not an oneg, like Rav Karp is saying, it's not an oneg for him to eat on Erev Shabbos, right? It's not an oneg for him to eat bechlal. So says Rabbeinu David that if a person overeats on Shabbos, maybe it's chaval, he's not going to get an extra kiyum of oneg, but there is no mitzvah bechlal. There's no mitzvah to go and eat. There's nothing, there's no mitzvah he's being mevatel, or he's ones for not doing. It's not even ones. The mitzvah doesn't apply bechlal. If it's something is not oneg for you on Shabbos, the mitzvah doesn't apply at all. Masha ein kein Pesach, there is a chiyav achilas matzah. Now, you can argue that the person is maybe onus, that he ate so much that he now reached a level of achilas gasa. So even if it would have been mutter, he reached that level, whether it's onus or not. But in the end of the day, rachmanas, this guy is going to come back to centers. He's going to have to meet with the mashgiach, and the mashgiach is going to have to tell him, it's okay that you didn't eat matzah, right? It's going to hurt him deep inside. But if he comes after Shabbos, the mashgiach is going to tell him, what are you worried about? There's nothing you did wrong, bechlal. There was no mitzvah of onik for you. But matzah, you missed the boat. There is a mitzvah to eat matzah, and you weren't able to be mekayim that mitzvah. So that is the Rabbeinu David's approach. But there's another approach. He writes shorter words. Another approach is Rashi.
According to that, the notion of chiyuv de matzah is very clear.
Yeah, chiyuv de matzah because it's bringing out, like one of the Rebbeim is suggesting, that it's bringing out that chiyuv de matzah, that it's because of chiyuv de matzah. It's contrasting, very nice, it's contrasting the difference between Shabbos and Oneg, between Oneg and matzah. Mashenkin Oneg is just in as much as you'll have a desire to eat. The other approach is a very interesting approach, which is Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah says, what is the reason why a person has to, Rabbi Yossi agrees on Erev Pesach? What is the reason? Rashi says, because of Hiddur Mitzvah. Hiddur Mitzvah. This is a great one, guys. There's Hiddur Mitzvah, you know, to get a nice lulav. There's Hiddur Mitzvah to have a nice talis, right? I never heard of a Hiddur Mitzvah to eat something on an empty stomach. But Rashi holds not only when you make a chefsa de mitzvah, you make a talis beautiful, or you make a lulav, you get a beautiful lulav, or you light all the Hanukkah menorah beautifully, you light for all the members of the house. Not only when you are adding to the mitzvah you're doing, you know, by the physical mitzvah that we see something different, but if you do the mitzvah in a way where you'll be hungry for it, well, you'll have a greater cheshek to eat that matzah. Even if you're not at the point of achila gasa, but you don't have so much of a cheshek for it because you have a full stomach. If a person comes to the Seder night with an empty stomach, it says that some of the Amoraim used to fast on Erev Pesach because they would want to come to the Pesach with a tremendous desire. A cheshek to achieve that mitzvah, and Rashi holds that that's a kiyum of hiddur mitzvah. So in Rashi, maybe Rav Karp will help us out again, but in Rashi, the question is also very difficult. What is the difference between Shabbos and Pesach? By Shabbos, there's also could be a hiddur mitzvah. I come to the Suda. My wife brings out two beautiful challahs, right? And I have such a desire to eat it. I have such a cheshek. I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah of oneg with a tremendous desire, a tremendous cheshek. So why is there no hiddur mitzvah on Erev Shabbos? Very nice. Rabbi Yossi wants to say that on Erev Pesach there's hiddur mitzvah, but there should also be on Shabbos. My shna, what's the difference? Shabbos and Pesach. It's not the
Iker mitzvah.
What's the Iker mitzvah? The Iker mitzvah. So we're going to use what you're saying in a second. But let's, what you're saying is gevaldik, but let's first focus on the mitzvah achila, not on Kiddush for a second, okay? For a second, we'll focus on the mitzvah achila and understand what's the difference between achila and Erev Pesach and that. And we'll use a little bit of what you're saying also. That the difference is, I think, that what is the idea of hiddur mitzvah? Hiddur mitzvah is when you have a base mitzvah, you have a lulav, and right now, the way it stands, you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah. You have a chanukiah, the way it stands, you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah. You have a talis, the way it stands, you'll be yotzei the mitzvah. But you increase, you do something additional that adds to the beautification of the mitzvah. Right? It adds to how beautiful the mitzvah will be. But it's not that you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah any more of the mitzvah, right? It's the same mitzvah, just in a nicer way. That's what hiddur mitzvah is, right? Lighting 8 candles is not that you were yotzei Chanukah lift twice. What you were yotzei was Chanukah lift, but in a more beautiful way, a separate kiyum, a separate mitzvah, a bimahader Hashem's mitzvahs, a beautifying Hashem's mitzvahs. By Oneg Shabbos, right? There's no mitzvah, according to many Rishonim, directly to eat lechem, right? The mitzvah is oneg, to have a benefit, right? Let's say simchas yontiv also, right? There's no mitzvah to drink wine. The mitzvah is to use wine to become misameah. And Shabbos also, the mitzvah is to eat challah to achieve oneg. But the challah itself is just a way to achieve something else, right? So if a person eats challah with a tremendous cheshek, a tremendous desire, so it may be true that he received more oneg. It may be true that he got a lot of oneg. But that's not hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is when you have a mitzvah and you made it more beautiful. To get more oneg is not a bigger, it's not the mitzvah on a greater level. It's doing more of the mitzvah. If a person would be able to eat all Shabbos and get oneg, more and more oneg. So that's very, very beautiful. But that's not hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is when a person has a mitzvah and he's able to make it more beautiful. But to do more of a mitzvah, to do more oneg, if a person has an empty stomach, he's doing more oneg. So then a person is not achieving hiddur mitzvah. He's just making sure that he'll have the ability to do oneg. Rashi held hiddur mitzvah, if you're going to have a hiddur in your mitzvah, but just to make sure you'll have more oneg, as long as you're going to have some oneg, that Rashi held would not require a person not to eat on Erev Pesach. The question is, which is where I'm going to get to, what's your name? Rav Mati. What Rav Mati's chiluk is. The question is, there's a kasha both on Rabbeinu David and on Rashi. Rabbeinu David said what? Achila gasa, like Rav Karp said, that achila gasa is something that we're not concerned about because a person won't get oneg, right? So it doesn't bother us because he's not being mevatel a mitzvah. But the question is, if anybody wants to raise their hand, there is, or just scream it out, doesn't matter, there is one mitzvah on Shabbos that if a person is completely full, he's not going to be yotzei. Right? What else does a person do on Friday night besides hamotzi? Right? The other thing is, a person does kiddush on yayin. A person makes kiddush on wine. Kiddush is not because of oneg Shabbos. There's a separate chiyuv to be mekadosh on yayin. So if a person reaches a point of achila gasa, where he's not going to be able to be yotzei the mitzvah, so then, the same way he's going to be mevatel matzah, we should be concerned that he's going to be mevatel kiddush. Or according to Rashi, even if it's true you accept the difference that there's no oneg Shabbos by having no hitter mitzvah by having more oneg, but there's definitely a hitter mitzvah, maybe someone could suggest, drinking the wine of Kiddush, which is a separate mitzvah, the same way there's achilas matzah, a mitzvah to eat matzah on an empty stomach. What's the difference between drinking a cup of wine bekitzer for Kiddush and eating matzah at the Pesach Seder?
You don't have to enjoy the wine.
What you're saying that there's no separate idea of enjoying the wine. It's just a way of saying
drink it.
So why by matzah? What do you think is the nakuda? Why matzah do you need to enjoy? You would say there's more of a reason to enjoy. Achilas matzah, separate.
You have to eat it.
You're saying you see in the Torah. You guys are saying that there's a separate idea to eat the matzah. And once we see an idea eating, so we all know, eating's geschmack, eating's good. Eating's not supposed to be something a person doesn't enjoy.
Kiddush is al hayayin.
What do you mean? That
eating, Be'etzem, you're saying a kiddush, but it's niskan to be al yayin. So the shtiyah is not really the ma'isa mitzvah, it's just...
So the mashkiach was mechav into the Tosus red, right? I didn't tell him this year before, guys, don't worry. Planned it. I said, if everyone's quiet, just start asking shilas. You know, look like people are interested. You know, so the Tosus Rit says that the ikar of kiddush is to say shiros v'tishbachos. The ikar of kiddush is to say kiddush, and the main part is that a person says it on wine. He holds up that cup. It's true. The halacha is that you have to drink it. Some rishonim even say that you don't need to drink the wine. Right, there are such opinions that if you make a bori priya guffin, you can make it even without drinking the wine. But the ikar of kiddush is, says the Tosus Rid, is to say the shiros v'tishbachos. The wine is just a side point that when you're done with making the shiros v'tishbachos, you drink the wine. So to sum up, right? Well, if anyone wants more, we can go a different time. But to sum up, we'll say like this: we brought that there's a general machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda on every Erev Shabbos. And we said that when it comes to Erev Pesach, the Mishnah feels a need to repeat it. The Mishnah feels a need to teach us what's going to be the Chiddush. And we said that first question we had to answer is why? What is it that a person can't eat on Erev Pesach? What is a person missing? So on that, we brought that the Zemachloikas, Toisus and Meiri, both of them say that it's matzah that a person can't be yotzei, a person can't eat. Toisus, something with that doesn't have the taste of matzah. And the Meiri, that even something that's not lishma. We brought the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, who says any food a person can't eat if he eats too much of it. We brought the three opinions then of why it's usher to eat on Erev Pesach, either because Teavon, or because Heker Shel a Mitzvah, or because of a person looks like a glutton, to chaperein before the Zman HaMitzvah. Then we addressed the second chelek. We addressed what is the chiddush over here. We brought that Rabbi Yossi agrees over here, Mishum Chiyuva de Matzah, which Rashi learns is because of hitter mitzvah, which we tried to suggest doesn't apply by Shabbos. Then we brought the Rabbeinu David that says Achilas Gasa. And we explained that by Oineg, Rav Karp explained that by Achilas Gasa, there is no Chiyav of Oineg. Masha Enkei Matzah, you're missing out. And then we ended off with the Kiddush of the Kiddush of the question from Kiddush, and we brought the Tosfos Rid, who said Chiluk, that like the Mashgiach, that Kiddush is Chaluk, that it has a separate of that it was Nitzkan on Alakos, but the Iker is to say the Shiras V'Tishbachos.